Hello, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we take time to dig into what's new in research, what's hot in the news, or any topic that can affect our health, vitality, and longevity. Well, darn, COVID hasn't gone away, but we are back in school, back to work, and things are finding a little kind of normalcy, thank heaven. We're feeling a little better about that, but let me tell you, COVID isn't going away. And research started to come in about who is really at risk and what we really need to be doing to improve our chance of surviving this ongoing pandemic if we happen to get exposed and test positive. And I'm not just talking COVID, but any infectious disease and also all of the non-infectious chronic diseases that are accepted as normal in our society. I'm here every week to gently tell you over and over again, they aren't normal and they shouldn't be expected with the age. The body is designed to be healthy if we give it what it needs. So I'm going to give you some of the latest research that's coming in that is supporting what I have been observing and telling you about from the beginning of COVID. That is that the excess weight is the biggest risk factor for a poor outcome. Research is coming in from all over proving this. So let's go over some statistics. So first, you know, overall from the CDC, obesity rate is about 43% in America, a little higher in our area. But obesity is defined as a BMI of 30. Okay, so what's a BMI of 30? Well, an example would be at 5'5", that is 180 pounds, is considered obese, whereas 144 pounds would be healthy. So about 36 pounds. Okay, so at 5'11", that's 215 pounds, whereas 172 pounds would be healthy. 43% of our country falls in this obese category, and it is far more common than a healthy weight. You know, you got overweight in that in between. And this percentage is steadily increasing every year since the 70s. In the past, you know, we kind of looked at BMI of 30 and above to increase your risk of heart disease and stroke and type 2 diabetes and certain cancers. And all of these, weight would be the leading cause of the preventable premature death. Okay, we're looking at now as a major risk factor of COVID. In JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, 42% of the patients hospitalized for COVID had a BMI over 30. 42%. And that's regardless of racial, ethnic, or socioeconomic disparities. Okay? It's the overweight people who are more disproportionately disadvantaged. Okay? Then almost 34% of the COVID patients had diabetes. Biggest comorbidity of obesity. Another study shows that obesity increases the risk of type 2 diabetes by at least 6 times, irrespective of genetic risk. Okay? Doesn't necessarily run in the family. Habits do. So now, important information on the immune system. Obesity has been an established risk factor for influenza. Did you know that? Yeah, adults who have influenza and severe obesity are significantly increased odds for hospitalization. And also, people with obesity commonly have defects in certain immune cells. The immune system just doesn't work right. There's a lot of inflammation it's fighting, so it comes up with a weakened immune system, making them susceptible to severe COVID-19 outcome. And don't put your hopes in a vaccine because they feel the coronavirus vaccine is going to be less effective in obese people based on the fact that flu vaccines don't work well with people with a body mass index of over 30. Do you know that? Flu vaccines don't work well if you're obese. A person with a BMI over 30 has 2 times greater incidence of influenza-like illness despite being vaccinated. Body just doesn't do well with excess weight. We aren't designed to be eating all the time. Excess weight causes cellular inflammation, and that reduces the body's ability to do everything, fight off infections, you know, and it puts strain on all the organs, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the spleen, everything is really stressed, including the lungs. And I remember I was a green dietitian, okay? And I was called in to counsel this woman who was obese, tell her to lose weight, okay? But she had normal cholesterol, normal blood sugar, normal blood pressure, everything. She was just obese. Of course, I didn't tell her anything she didn't already know, but she had no reason to change. Later on, I got word that she had developed an infection, that even though she'd gone to the infectious disease specialist, she became septic and died. Her immune system couldn't handle infection. So now, more than ever, during COVID, we've got to take excess weight seriously. This pandemic is causing a health and economic crisis that disproportionately affects the world's most vulnerable population, those with excess weight. You know, we laugh about the quarantine 15, we laugh about the COVID-19, referring to the weight gain, but it is a serious matter when it comes to health. You know, I get it. We've been isolated in, stressed out, binge watching TV, depressed, inactive, eating junk, putting on even more weight. I'd go to the grocery and all the produce was pretty much untouched. But the processed foods, the breads, the cookies, the snack aisles, empty, along with the toilet paper, of course. I get it. Weight loss is hard, especially when you're stressed. You're paddling upstream against a pretty strong current. Heck, they even got touchless pizza delivery. But I tell you, if you want health, vitality, and longevity, you got to make changes. Healthier food choices, movement, exercise, avoiding toxin, managing stress, good supportive relationships. All these are the foundations of good health. But unfortunately, these healthy habits don't necessarily come easily in our culture yet. You know, I've counseled people for decades. I study motivation and what drives people. Unfortunately, health is not the best motivator long term. A man could have had open heart surgery, you know, chest wide open. The doctor tells him, Joe, you gotta lose weight. Here's an 1800 calorie diet. See our dietitian. Joe tries, really tries. But then his granddaughter bakes him cookies, probably chocolate chip cookies, his favorite, all wrapped up in love. Next visit, going to the doctor, Joe's heavier. You know, it just is hard. What usually motivates people is feeling better in their own skin, feeling better in their clothes, being able to play with the kids and the grandkids without being out of breath or unable to get up. Motivators could be also that summer wedding, the backyard pool party, a beach vacation, family photos. I get it. You know, my personal health background requires me to pay attention and do all the right things as much as possible. Nobody's perfect, but I teach what I know works. I've been known for the ketogenic diet for probably 30 years now, and I love the ketogenic diet, always will. You know, it's got major benefits. But the big problem with it is that people couldn't transition into a healthy eating plan for the long term. And that's huge. You know, you can take the weight off for a year, but then you get under stress, it comes back. Well, I've made changes to my weight loss program and perfect in this day of pandemics. So I've gone to virtual group programs using the ever popular Zoom meetings. And then I have weekly lessons that I record and put on our website. And it's all about teaching you about all the health habits, why they're important, how to do them. I mean, how toxins are called obesogens, movement and exercise, how sleep is important, all these things. Okay, so we've got lessons every week over the 90 days. And then we meet in small groups every week to discuss things, go over the information of the week, support each other, you know, build in relationships. It's kind of fun. It's really worked out well. Then, you know, research says it takes 66 days to make a habit. So I go even longer to be sure that those new healthy habits are well entrenched before the program ends. And I think it's my best program yet. Support, flexible foods, results. No ketosis necessary. You can grab an apple for a snack real food. In the last group that's just finishing up today, here are some of the initial results, and I am so tickled to share. Everyone lost weight. Everybody was working on their goals, and I think everybody kind of reached their goals. So we had one 45 pounds, 40 pounds, 18 pounds, 12 pounds. One of these, my homeless friend, I call her, they're building a new home. So she was out of pocket the whole 90 days, living with family and friends, traveling, but she lost weight and felt great. More importantly, feels so good that she had no doubt she was just going to easily be able to continue on. I love it. You know, it's about improving their days to day and their quality of life through the roof. But I look at the fact that they're decreasing their risk of all sorts of things like cancer and heart disease and gallbladder disease and dementia and arthritis, autoimmune disease. You know, that's in the future, but every day is good. Eating real food, no weighing, no measuring. It fits into anybody's life. And so, yes, you feel fantastic getting into all those outfits that are already hanging in your closet for fun occasions. Have energy to enjoy your kids, your grandkids, ride bikes, go for a jog, a hike in the woods without being out of breath. And yeah, it's great to have your doctor tell you you no longer need the high blood pressure medication, the cholesterol medication that makes you achy, the blood sugar medicines, the heartburn medicines that you've been taking every day, saving thousands of dollars every year and being free of those pharmaceuticals that make you feel older and sicker than you care to be. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. All those symptoms could be because of the kind of food and the amount of food you eat. I know it because I was there. Insulin resistance, PCOS, hypoglycemia, adrenal fatigue, a decade of antibiotics that could have ruined my health. I hear your story every day. It seems like everybody has some sort of chronic thing that I see corrected by cleaning up the diet and changing certain lifestyle habits. It is possible to feel better. You are not destined to be sick, fat, tired, and aging faster than you imagine. But if you need help and accountability, I would love to be there for you in my new 90-day, a new and improved 90-day weight loss reboot. I give you the reboot you need and have you feeling slimmer, lighter, so much happier and healthier in your body in just a few weeks' time. You can sign up at my website, debford.com, if you want to make those changes that can change your future. I mean, what do you want in 5 years, 10 years? Losing that extra weight could make it possible. Unfortunately, excess weight increases your risk of all those things we talk about, including a bad COVID-19 outcome. So if you want to reduce your risk for all those horrible conditions, isn't it worth changing your diet and lifestyle? I could go on and on about lots of testimonials from my clients, but this new program is really phenomenal. I love it. Life-changing, easy to do. You can feel your best. You can emerge from the program in 12 weeks, not only feeling revitalized, but armed with information and a set of tools that are going to set you up and serve you well for the rest of your life. And the program's yours forever. When I make updates, you get them. You just go to the website and download everything. You can go over it again and again, dig deeper all the time. This may be the last summer you ever worry about your weight. So you can sign up today and get that 12 weeks that can change everything for you. Go to debford.com and let's get started now. I'll meet you there and get you started in just a few days, September 6th, and you're going to be on your way to the new and improved you. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. I hope you learned something that will help you or someone you love. Have a great day, and remember, food is your best medicine for health, vitality, and longevity.